Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I am your host, Matthew Perkovich, and this is episode number 595. Out now in theatres across the US is In the Land of Saints and Sinners, a thriller set in 1970s Ireland, where an aging assassin played by Liam Neeson contends with a group of IRA terrorists seeking vengeance. An engrossing crime thriller that features terrific performances and stunning locations, In the Land of Saints and Sinners also marks the latest film by Robert Lorenz. So I'm glad to say he joins me now on the podcast. Robert, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure's all mine because I absolutely love this movie. And it's really interesting just reading up about the history of the film. So Liam Neeson, you've worked with him before in The Marksman. He brings the script to you. From what I've heard in the previous interview, I've heard you say that when the script was first given to you, it was much more darker than what we see on the screen now. What was it about the initial script that really struck a nerve with you, that this is the next film I want to make? And also, what was it about the film's tone at that time that was much darker compared to what we see now and what people see now in theaters?
It's essentially the same story script, but it ended on a darker note. So I was, my instinct was to kind of change the ending just to show that life goes on, you know, see the sign go back up over around the town, and he has a final goodbye with his neighbor and so forth. So I was kind of trying to lighten it just a little bit because it ended at the graveside at night and it was just very grim. So that was the main. I changed a few other things in the script. I added the bombing, which wasn't there at the beginning of the movie, just sort of set it off. But I loved the script when I read it. It immediately struck me as a Western, and I love Westerns. So I this was a new way to do it, and I set it in a different environment that really appealed to me.
The thing that really struck me with the movie is that this is a film that deals with, in certain ways, about loyalty and belief, but it's just different ways of going about it. Liam Neeson's character, Finbar, his loyalty is towards his community. It's kind of like small-scale kind of stuff, more intimate. Well, when it came to the character played by Kerry Condon, Darlene, hers is towards a cause, which can bring about all sorts of, you know, can have all types of variations towards that and trouble, and we see what happens with that film. Is that something really struck you as well, like these different types of levels of loyalty, of belief that comes with these two characters who essentially come from the same part of the world but view things in a very different way?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It struck me that, you know, each of these characters has their own sort of moral code, and they're doing things for their own reasons, and that's what Liam's character says at the end of the movie. We all have our reasons, and I could tell that the script had sort of been inspired by Unforgiven, and that character in Unforgiven, Clint Eastwood's character, he's, you know, kind of a despicable guy. He's a killer of women and children. And yet why the only way he can make money to provide for his family is to go take a job killing people. So he's doing it for the right reasons, even though it's a terrible thing he's doing. So, and I felt like, well, that was kind of what appealed to me about this script, is that each of these people are kind of doing some pretty nasty things, but they're all doing it for the reasons that they believe are correct.
You worked, like, as we mentioned with Liam before, on The Marksman. This film, though, is like set in his territory, his part of the world, you know, Ireland. When you get to work with an actor for the second time, but it's done amongst his own people, and but does that bring out a different side of him? Is there moments where he's I don't know, his Irishness becomes more profound when you're working with him in the Donegal, like you did with this movie?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last movie I did, The Marksman, he was playing an American, so he had done a very good job of disguising his accent, although a couple times he he threw in some words like a wee bit of this or a wee bit of that. And it's like, well, American wouldn't say that. So we just take that out. But in this movie, you know, especially like there's a driving scene where he's with a guy who's from Belfast, who's using a really thick Irish Belfast accent. And you can, you know, when Liam's around other Irish people, his accent really came out, and you could really, you almost, there were times where it was a little bit difficult to even to understand what Liam was saying. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, I liked that because it just made it all more authentic.
The Matt's Movie Reviews podcast is brought to you by Fandango. Get the latest showtimes, guaranteed tickets, browse Rotten Tomatoes scores, and watch trailers with Fandango, the number one movie ticketing app. The Matt's Movie Reviews podcast is brought to you by TeePublic. TeePublic is the world's largest marketplace for independent creators to sell their work on the highest quality merchandise. With over 1.2 million designs, TeePublic is sure to have something you love. The Matt's Movie Reviews podcast is brought to you by Gift Card Store. Australia's leading provider of gift cards, Gift Card Store offers a variety of prepaid MasterCard and Visa cards in physical or e-card format. You can even design your own card as the ultimate personalized gift. With Gift Card Store, you can gift the gift you know they will love. Please support Matt's Movie Reviews on Patreon. Get access to exclusive content, request movie reviews and top 10 lists, and help support my work. Please click on the Patreon link in the description below.
Kerry Condon is just fantastic in his movie, because I truly believe that for a hero or anti-hero to really shine, you know, the protagonist to shine, you need that antagonist to kind of to like bring the balance to the scales. And she's great in it. The thing that really struck me with her is her eyes. There's a reason why the men in her gang kind of cower when she's around. The intensity of her eyes is something else entirely. What was it like working with her? What was it like working with an actor that can, with a gaze, with a stare, can really just make the environment around her just heal to her, kind of like her presence?
Yeah, that's interesting that you point that out, because I totally agree. And I was trying to emphasize that with some of the close-ups I did with her in the bar at the end, and in the two confrontations she has with Liam's character. You was trying to get in tight so you could really feel that intensity that you're referring to. She was just a terrific actor, and she's just got this power to her that I felt you could believe that she would be a formidable opponent to Liam, who is the 6'4" intimidating guy. And so I was so thrilled that she was available to do this part, and that she brought that intensity to the performance.
The film is set in the county of Donegal. So many beautiful shots in this movie. You're working with Tom Stern, who's one of my favorite DPs, has been for such a long time. It still racks my brain how this guy hasn't won an Oscar yet, because just the work that he's done, it's just been so fantastic. All the work he's done with Clinton, work he's done with yourself, of having people. What's the conversations like with Tom in regards to how you want to capture the scene around you? Because it's a really interesting kind of contrast. And I think it speaks to a lot about Ireland in its own, where it's this place where it's just so much beauty, so much natural beauty, the greens and then the ocean around it, especially of Donegal, so it's like an ocean kind of town. But at the same time, it's a place where so much violence has been inflicted there for so many time. It's almost embedded in the land around it. So how do you go about kind of capturing that essence with Tom in the movie?
Well, I really wanted to feature it. I was, when I started the project, there was... excuse me, there was some interest and some forces suggesting that we film it all around Dublin, because it would have been a little bit easier in terms of housing people and so forth. But I went out and saw Donegal, where this is all set, and I said, well, this place is just so unique and so beautiful. Plus, it was sort of frozen in time, you know. There weren't and new buildings and new roads. I mean, it just really felt like you stepped back into the 70s just being there. So I wanted to capture that. And like you say, I wanted to capture that beauty to sort of offset the sort of heavy, dark aspects of the story. You know, the people are getting murdered and all these things are going on. So, and it's happening amidst this beautiful space. So I was thrilled that Tom was available. He works a lot and he's all very, very busy, even in his old, as he's getting up there in age. And I just gave him a call and said, hey, you want to come to Ireland for a couple months? And he said, I'd love to. So I was thrilled that he, we you know, we worked together since the mid 90s. So it's just a very easy relationship. And, you know, it's kind of, there's no ego or anything involved. It's just, we just enjoy being around each other.
The film is set in the 1970s and does deal with the Troubles. When you go to Ireland today, does that still linger, that kind of like recent, the violence of the past? Is that something that's still in the air? Is it still something that's kind of whispered about? Or is it something that you feel has people, don't want to say moved on from, because how do people move on from that? But it's something that people like, tend to not really address in any kind of way. Is there a sensitivity about that when you're over there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I hadn't prior to this movie, I hadn't spent any time in Ireland, so I can't really compare it, but I was curious to talk to people about it there. And I definitely got the sense that, you know, the younger generation of people, even Carrie, you know, said I talked to her about it and she's like, you know, I don't really understand what the fight was all about. I mean, it's just such a complicated issue, you know, with religion and politics and all sorts of things involved. And, but I feel like the younger generation that's coming up now, that is kind of in the past, and they have, they are putting that behind them in many ways. I mean, with what's happening with Brexit and everything, there was a little bit of it bubbling up again, but I think it's pretty much done.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that the next generation don't have to deal with the sins of the past in any kind of way moving forward. And for everyone out there listening, in the land of Saints and Sinners, I really recommend everyone watch this movie, especially in the cinemas. Go out there and watch this, because Tom's photography in the movie, how you kind of display Ireland Donegal in there and the performances is just really fantastic. And I got to say as well, it's a pleasure to always see Liam Neeson on the screen. He's such a prolific actor, and I think people tend to take for granted just how much of a great actor he is. And this is just a movie that kind of reminds of that. So Robert Lorenzo, thank you so very much for your time and for your movie as well. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you.